This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
See the future of the Sox here on display.
When a guy that strong gets a hold of a fastball and elevates, we told you, if you get it up in the air tonight, it's going out of here.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Sox get the win last night against the Minnesota Twins. Have a chance to go for the series win today. That was audio courtesy of CHSN. You heard our next guest, part of that call last night, the Golson Montgomery Grand Slam. Steve Stone joins us now on 670 The Score. Steve, nice to chat for the first time. How's your Sunday?
My Sunday is terrific. I'm actually driving to the old ballpark. I just pulled in. We have a game today, so that's kind of nice. Hopefully we take the series, and you know it's just another win trying to assemble as many of those as we can before the end of this year.
Yeah, Steve, let's talk about Colson Montgomery. 41 games in for him, it has been an incredible year. He deserves so much credit. You know, he did not break camp with the big league club. You could see his disappointment, and it really carried into what was happening at AAA. They sent him to Arizona for a bit, and now look what he has become at the big league level. What do you make of who Colson Montgomery has become in 2025?
Well, I think anytime you draft a guy that's that size and that strong, you would expect that he would be able to hit some home runs. And he had some difficulties with his swing, and they figured rather than continuing to send him out there in AAA and watching him just struggle, they would take him, lay him off a little bit, a couple of weeks it turned out, and actually they would see if they could fix what they felt were problems. And that's exactly what happened with Ryan Fuller, who's the hitting guru of this organization. He took him down there. There was very little, if any, pressure at that point because you're not playing regular AAA baseball games. And so they had a chance to do a few different things with him, and it stuck. And what's happened now is he's hitting the ball to all fields. He's still very strong. I mean, you can see that every time he swings the bat and makes any kind of contact at all. And I think what's happened to him is he's gotten his confidence back, and he realizes now that what he was working on actually works in the major leagues, that he does belong here. And suddenly he's been able to make the solid contact that the Sox thought he would make all along. And so it's pretty exciting watching him on a daily basis. He's got a big smile on his face. He looks to me like a guy that that's just starting to come into his own. And I think there's nothing but great things in the future for him.
Steve, you mentioned what a big man he is. Do you see him long-term as a shortstop, or do you think he's more likely to move over to the third base?
Well, everybody that size, and that's anywhere from 6'3 to 6'4 and maybe 210, whatever the poundage is, everybody says the same thing. Is he too big for the position? Well, I guess the question I have for you is, was Cal Ripken too big for the position? Because Cal Ripken was a little bit bigger than Colson Montgomery. And the only guy that thought he could play that position was the only guy that mattered, as it turned out. That was the Hall of Fame manager, Earl Weaver. And he said, no. He said, I'm going to move him from third base to shortstop because I believe he can play shortstop. His positioning was exceptional, and that has to do with a lot of the analytics that goes on and where somebody's going to hit the ball most of the time, and then you get in position. You find yourself in very good position to make the plays. I think he can stay at shortstop. I like, everybody looks at hitting, and that's exciting, and you hit home runs, that's great. What I also like to see is for a guy who's going to play half his time as a defender and not be a designated hitter, I like to see footwork start to come along. And his footwork has gotten better and better. He's got a very strong arm. There's no doubt about that. So I think, at least for the time being, there's no reason to assume that he can't play there. And then again, the Sox did draft a few shortstops, as you probably noticed if you looked at the draft at all. They prefer shortstops and then move them to other places depending on their skill set. And that's what we saw in the last draft. But I think Colson's going to be at shortstop for a while.
Guests, join us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We're joined by the great Steve Stone on Hit and Roan here on 670 The Score. So, Steve, you know, you mentioned, we discussed Colson Montgomery going to Arizona. It seemed out of the box thinking, but the White Sox really have done a lot of that, right? Is there anything else that the Sox have been doing that may be unique to what's happening around Major League Baseball today?
I don't know if it's necessarily unique because, look, this has always been a copycat league. If it works for one team, then another team is going to try it, certainly. I mean, there was a time, and this is well before your time, where everybody had a four-man pitching rotation, and they really enjoyed that. And guys were throwing 300 innings, and guys were winning 25 games consistently, and that's what was going on in baseball. Then all of a sudden, the Mets came along, and it was around 1969, and they decided, you know what? I think my guys can be stronger at the end of the year if I went to a five-man rotation. And lo and behold, what happened? Everybody went to a five-man rotation. Now some guys are talking about a six-man rotation. Some guys took the Tampa Bay model. They go with openers to take some pressure off that early part of the game, which is usually very difficult for a starting pitcher. So it's a copycat league. And I think what's happened is I think the Sox have tried to experiment a couple of different things. Think out of the box, which is taking a guy out of AAA, that really never happened before unless he was injured, and then taking him down to their spring facility and reworking whatever it is he's having problems with. So I think the Sox are doing a lot of really aggressive things with their players, a lot of new things with their players, and I really like the composition of the new front office. I mean, and this is not to disparage what happened. Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams won a World Series for the Sox. They did a pretty good job by and large. But eventually it was time to turn the page, and that's exactly what they did with Chris Getz and everybody that he brought in. And one of the ways you measure an executive is by the people he brings in to surround himself with. Chris Getz has done a great job of bringing in guys like Brian Bannister, different guys, Jin Wong from Kansas City, Gene Watkins from Kansas City. Ryan Fuller is another one of these guys. I mean, they brought in some of these guys that really changed things around a bit. Maybe a different thought process. Maybe they had been from winning traditions and they're bringing some of that over here. So, yes, I think the Sox are experimenting with a lot of different ways to get baseball players better, because there's always a lot of talent here, and I think most organizations were wasting some of it, and now I think the Sox have moved ahead, and I think what they're doing is good. It's, in a certain extent, maybe if it's not revolutionary, it certainly is aggressively different than most of the things that have happened here before, and I really like the composition of the front office.
Steve, there is still one holdover. Homered last night. Luis Robert Jr. hit his 14th. Do you think Luis will be the White Sox center fielder in 2026?
Well, let me say that the reason he wasn't traded this time is Chris could not get what he felt was fair value for him. And I don't mean value from 3 years ago when it looked like he was going to be the best player in the major leagues. I'm talking about value today. I think you can see on a daily basis that he can still field with the elites. He can still run the bases with the elites. We know that there's been problems hitting the baseball consistently, but he has gotten a whole lot better at laying off pitches he used to swing at. So will he be the center fielder? I can't really predict exactly what teams will come to the Sox with. I will say that the Sox will definitely trade him if they get the deal they want. But if they don't, there's 2 years of control, two $20 million options that they can exercise if they want. Then he plays center field with this team. But I don't really know what's going to happen in that respect. I do believe that if some team really wants Luis Robert, and I believe there's a lot of great baseball left in his future, if they come to Chris with something that he likes, he talks about, you know, a couple of prospects that he likes from their organization, I think he will be moved. But I can't tell you if those other teams are going to do that.
We're joined by Steve Stone on 6-7 The Score. Steve, believe it or not, time flies. I looked this up. Chris Getz, he was hired August 31st, 2023. So we're about a week away from him being 2 years at the helm of the job. Is his vision clear? Like, are you getting a good sense he's implementing exactly how he wants to turn this thing around?
Oh, I think he knows exactly where he wants to go with this, and I think he knows exactly what he wants to do with it. And then it comes down to, you know, you have to have a certain amount of luck. If you're talking about a championship season, you have to have a couple of guys that you don't really expect come up and have big years. You have to have some guys come up from the minor leagues to do that job that you didn't expect from them. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but it's not because Chris is not equal to the job. I think he is, and I think he's done a really nice job. This is a guy that understands where he has to go. He understands, I believe, how to get there. And then it comes down to simply this, and this is what happens with a lot of different teams. You look at Philadelphia with Dave Dombrowski. You look at Boston with Dave Dombrowski. And I know I'm mentioning Dombrowski a couple of times, but when Dave gets a great deal of money, he's able to put together a very good team and usually makes it competitive or wins. And he's considered one of the best general managers around, but you presuppose that he's going to be able to get a great deal of money because he played with two teams that are big, big revenue teams, and they spent the money. So if you're not going to spend an enormous amount of money, it becomes more difficult to put together your ball club. I think Chris finds himself in that position, and Jerry has shown if the team can get close, he will add money to the payroll, but then you have to get close first. And I think that the Sox are on their way up. I think the division is not a super division. I'm not sure we see a super division in this day and age. So I think the Sox are in pretty good shape with their young players. I think you've seen an enormous amount of pitching talent. Now it's a question of who's going to be the five you use. And the best thing that's happening is we're starting to see some guys hit the baseball. And you cannot win in this day and age of baseball without hitting the ball out of the ballpark. The Sox play in a ballpark that's conducive to hitting home runs. They have been out home run for the last, I don't know how many years. And now it's coming time, and you think you've seen it the second half of this year after the All-Star break. You've seen these guys start to hit the ball out of the ballpark. That's a product of a couple of different things. One, the weather has gotten warm and the ball flies. And two, the guys are starting to understand now a little bit more about how to hit home runs. And I think this is in the infancy stages of what will be a pretty good offense.
Steve, you mentioned divisions. Rob Manfred made, you know, a lot of news with his comments, not only regarding expansion, which who wouldn't want to expand if you're a Major League Baseball owner because it costs $2 billion to get in and buy a team. So why not have two more teams in there? And then that would allow to do a full realignment. And Manfred also mentioned just, you know, geographically speaking and time zone wise, trying to get the best bang for their buck, especially in the playoffs, to have that 7 o'clock window, not have an East Coast team out on the West Coast, yada, yada. And so there's a good chance that you could see the Mets and the Yankees in the same division in New York, and potentially a good chance you could see the Cubs and the White Sox in the same division here in Chicago. What would you make of the of just thinking about what that would feel like to see the Cubs and the Sox in the same division?
Well, look, there's a lot of people around who describe themselves as baseball purists, and baseball purists didn't want anything to do with the wild card. Wild card has proven wildly successful, if you will, because there's more teams in competition, and a fandom can still root for his team when it comes down to August and September. You're still in the race. Maybe this started in 1984 when the Tigers went 35-5 the first 40 games of the season. All of a sudden, everybody in the Eastern Division was eliminated. So a month and a half into the season, nobody has a chance to win. The Tigers go 500 the rest of the way and coast into the playoffs and win the World Series. That's one way to do it, but that doesn't make for big crowds in August and possibly the end of July. So I believe that expansion is inevitable. It's going to come, but there's one thing that you left out as you mentioned some of the teams that are consideration. And for my money, you left out the best of the expansion or Tampa Bay going there, and that is Orlando. Hmm. Orlando, a lot of people don't realize, have the most visitors of any city in the country. They outrank Las Vegas as far as visitors coming to see them on a yearly basis. It's like 65 million visitors a year.
Disney?
Obviously, you have Disney World.
Okay.
You have a lot of different things with it. And I think that's one of the real desirable places. So if you decide maybe that Tampa will go someplace, I think that Orlando's a great idea. And if not, maybe for expansion. But I agree with you. You know, 2027 is going to be a very tough year because the baseball collective bargaining agreement is up. And the owners have said for quite some time that without a salary cap in Major League Baseball, because this is the only major sport without a salary cap, there is no payroll certainty for any team. And to a certain extent, there's a lot of teams that buy their way into having a great team. That leaves the Pittsburghs of the world out there and no chance to win. When I played, we felt every year there was a great chance to win. Now the reality is when you start a season, there's teams who have zero chance to win. Baseball is not healthy unless its weakest parts are as strong as everybody else. And I'm not saying pay them the same as the Yankees get for local revenues, but what I am saying is that you have to have, in my estimation, you have to have both a floor and a ceiling as far as payroll is concerned. The players were offered a floor at $100 million. They turned it down because they knew it came with a ceiling. I think this year that's going to happen. Well, when it comes about in 2027, it's going to happen. And then we'll see. But one of the things that you talk about in realignment, I don't think the fans of the Boston Red Sox want to see them play the Colorado Rockies in September. I think the Boston Red Sox want to see them play the New York Yankees in September. And I think most fandoms want to see their best rivalry, interdivision play, in September. And with 32 teams, you can do that. With 30 teams, you can't. There has to be an interleague game every day of the season. I think those days are numbered. I don't think we'll see that. I like expansion. I love 32 teams. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't 10 years ago have sent Rob Manfred a proposal for 32 teams. And in that proposal, I wanted Montreal and Las Vegas, because I thought they would fit very nicely into 8 four-team divisions, make it a little bit easier to win your division, get more teams involved in postseason play. And I think that's the future of baseball. That's what's headed down the road.
Interesting. Great stuff. Steve, before we let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. You know, Justin Sandberg said at the funeral with Rhino, continue to share your stories. Can I get an anecdote, anything just about Ryan Sandberg coming off that funeral on Friday?
Well, number one, and I've said this before, a lot of people didn't realize he had a really good sense of humor. Rhino could be a very funny guy, and if you were one of his friends, he would share that with you. He was also a very kind man. He had time for everybody, and I think he took this ambassadorship seriously and became a great representative of the Chicago Cubs. And he allowed his personality to come forward, which is something as a player you didn't see a whole lot of. His intimates did. The guys in the locker room would see that personality, but most of the people on the outside couldn't see it because he was a pretty private guy who kind of kept to himself. But the people who knew him realized that he was not only a special player, but a special person. So we played in a golf tournament. It was at the Biltmore in Arizona. And Ryan and I were on the same team. And you probably don't remember this woman, but she was one of the stars of women's golf. And it was Jan Stevenson. And she played on our team. And I think she felt that she was going to, you know, hit good enough shots being a professional player and all. It was a scramble, and we would use her ball quite a bit. Well, as it turned out, we used her ball one time all afternoon. It was Rhino and I pretty much dominating this. We had one guy who could putt, and he putt the eyes out of him. We wound up winning it. It was wonderful to play with Jan Stevenson. It was even better to ride in the same cart with Rhino. We had a really good time. And, you know, he was a terrific golfer. Obviously, if you're a Hall of Fame player, you have skills in other sports. He had those. And he was one of those guys that made a professional baseball player look like he should be, in my estimation. I love the fact that there was very little, if any, scandal attached to his name. I love the fact that he had time for everybody. I love the fact that he was a kind guy. And if you came to him with a request, if he could fill it, he would. And to me, he was a great representative of the game of baseball. Because as we know, you get here because you can play. And then your reputation is basically made on how you treat people who surround you, whether it's fans or front office people or teammates or anybody else. And Rhino checked every one of those boxes. He was about as good as it got in just about every category that a professional player has to do if he wants to be really well thought of down the road. And I think Rhino's legacy will live forever.
Steve, it has been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great call today, and best of luck in a series win against the Twins.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you down the road. Have a good show.
I appreciate it. Steve Stone. That was my first chance to interview Steve. I really enjoyed that. And again, you know, and some of my first memories of watching baseball with my dad, I'm sure many of you out there have the same. You remember Harry Carey and Steve Stone on the call. I would like to, by the way, you want to respond to anything that Steve said, that, you know, that's kind of a big thought to wrap our mind around of the Cubs and the White Sox in the same division. Imagine in September the intensity of those games, whether up for a division, up for grabs, or trying to keep a team out of the division, like that could be a yearly thing with really, really high stakes. But you want to respond to that, 312-644-6767. I thought Chuck and Grody did an incredible job on Friday. I actually spent a day with Ryan Sandberg in 2010, and it is a day that I'll never forget. I'll share that story with you next. Judson Richards in for Speaks on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, good to be with you on a Sunday. Cubs baseball coming your way. 2:30 pregame show gets started. Cubs go for the sweep of the Angels today. You'll hear it right here on 670 The Score. I got to think, you know, Cubs fans, you're probably like, maybe we should just treat Kyle Hendricks with kid gloves, right? Like maybe, you know, maybe get 3 runs, 5 or 6 innings of work, and then blow him out after Kyle Hendricks is on the mound. I mean, you know, there are a few. It often, there isn't like often a really, really nice or easy exit, but it didn't come much cleaner than Kyle Hendricks saying goodbye to the Cubs and Cubs fans feeling so good about him. So that'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. Later on in the show, we'll get to some of the Kyle Hendricks audio, what he had to say. Like, his family's still going and enjoying Cubs games without him. How cool is that? So Kyle Hendricks matches up against the Cubs. Cubs Angels coming your way just after 3 o'clock today on The Score. Pregame begins at 2:30. Let's duck in some of these phone calls before I get to my Ryan Sandberg story. 312-644-6767. Ron is with us on the South Side. Ron, great to hear your voice. How's your Sunday?
Oh, it's great, and it's great hearing your voice, Justin. You're doing a great job. So
thanks, Ron.
I'm going to respond real quick to a couple of things that Steve said. First of all, regarding Orlando, yes, it is a tourist destination, but the whole thing with baseball in Florida, it's such a football state, so I'm not sure about that. I agree with him with Colton Montgomery. I don't understand why the White Sox would not just let him play short. Two positions that they pretty much could have sound is him and short. Mariner did not have the arm to play short. I was talking to Bruce and Dave yesterday, and Bruce stated they need to go and get a first baseman where you can get some power position. Sosa is not your first base. Now, whether Vargas can play third, but you need to leave those guys so we'll know. But the most important, and another point, we don't have to talk about Cal Ripken. Corey Seager is 6'4".
Is he really?
Yeah. I mean, I looked it up before I came on.
Okay. You fact-checked yourself. Yeah.
He's 6'4". And Texas won World Series. I mean, certainly there's some other things, Bob, but he's pretty good. I think if they just leave Cole.
What about that back, though, Ron? If you ever had injury concern for a guy, standing him at third base, you're asking for much less diving and running and covering a lot of ground if you're concerned about that back.
Good point. Good point, Justin. Okay, and lastly, the White Sox, well, now they have to pick up Luis Robert's kind of option. But here's the thing, Justin. That's $20 million. So if the GM, if he didn't get what he wanted at $14 million, and it was actually less. Here's the thing. If with $20 million, he's going to have to be a lot better ball player. Yes, he can steal some bases, and he's a very good defensive player. But $20 million? That's what I agree with Bruce about yesterday. I just wish they would have been able to trade him. So I don't think he's ever going to get back to all-star level. And Justin, one thing that I point out, you know, the unfortunate thing about the way his career went is that he's the only Sox player in Sox history to win a gold glove and a silver slugger. That right. lets you know just how and so but those are my things. You have a good day, and
thank you,
nice
Ron.
Talking to you, Justin.
You as well. Enjoy your Sunday, Ron. 312-644-6767. We also touched on realignment. What would it be like to see the Cubs and the Sox in the same division? Ray in Orland Park wanted to get in on that. Hey Ray, what's going on?
Hey Justin, thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my Steve Stone points, I'm sorry, Kyle Hendricks, yay, you're back. Whoop his butt. Five runs in the first inning, get him
okay.
out of there.
All right.
See you later. Anyway, Ryan Sandberg story real quick. I grew up in the 80s. You know, I'm born in 79. So, you know, I was a little league player, but I was not very good. My coach even told me I wasn't very good. So I played second base. And second base was kind of the dump-off position for little league players. But Ryan Sandberg played second base when I was playing. So it's like, this is cool now.
Right.
So it's not a dump-off position. I can't throw to first from third, but I can throw from second to first, and so can Ryan Sandberg. So that was pretty cool. In far of realignment, I am 99.9% for everything Steve Stone said, with one exception, and I believe that this one exception, and I'll sound like an old fart purist here, but the novelty of the White Sox and the Cubs possibly playing in the World Series is worth every other game not happening, and I think every other city and or state with two teams like Cleveland and Cincinnati would agree with that. If you take away that charm, that possibility of that World Series happening, I think you lose so much else what you gain for that little tiny nugget. Think about what the Oakland-San Francisco Giants series would have meant with that earthquake happening if they weren't both in the same next to each other. If it was like Oakland and New York, it would have made a difference. It wouldn't have mattered as much. The impact wouldn't have been the same thing. And the New Yorkers will hate not having a New York-New York World Series. What do you think?
Yeah, I was actually in that earthquake, Ray, believe it or not. Thanks for your call. I disagree. You're waiting for something you don't know if it's going to happen. In fact, Ray, you know what would be interesting is what if they just did away with leagues? Like, what if it was done in a way where you could see the White Sox and the Cubs if that's the way that it broke down, right? Like, one versus, how many teams get in now? 12?
Yeah.
12 teams get in the playoffs? Like, do you have to have leagues? I know that you have to have divisions, but it seems like you could have it in a way that could happen. I think, you know, Major League Baseball has done a better job than I ever thought they could do when thinking outside of the box, right? When it comes to, if you go back as far as the wild card, but even the pitch clock is brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? I love that they took away the shifts. So I think that Major League Baseball is going to get even more aggressive when it comes to division realignment.
I think you're right.
To shake things up, yeah.
They're not afraid to change the sport, and I think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, but I don't think...
not go overboard, but you know.
But I don't think waiting around for the Cubs and the White Sox of a thing that would never happen versus having them play meaningful games.
You said it, 1906, man. That's the last time. That's the only time.
I don't think Ray was there.
Longer than they last won the World Series before, you know, like we were saying. You know.
Can't wait for something where you have no idea what happened in your lifetime,
right,
if at all.
Exactly. Right? We say that as, you know, you're talking to a Cubs fan, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, Well, let's talk about Rhino a little bit. Again, I thought Chuck Swirsky and Mark Grody were phenomenal on Friday. That is not easy to do. When our voices are coming through these airwaves because it is sports related, there should be a tinge of joy almost always in what we're doing and what we're saying, except for when the mood needs to change, like what happened on Friday. So major kudos to Grody and Chuck with the way that they handled the Ryan Sandberg funeral. Let's hear from Bob Costas a little bit, what Bob Costas had to say Friday.
And when his time at Cooperstown came, Ryan Sandberg, usually quiet and reserved, made a strong point about himself and his regard for the game. Here's part of what he said. Make a great play, act like you've done it before, get a base hit, look for the coach and get ready to run the bases. Hit a home run, put your head down, drop the bat, and run around the bases, because the name on the front is more important than the name on the back. That's respect.
You know, you could feel, and there were moments there where Bob Costas, especially as he wrapped up, you just felt like he wasn't going to be able to keep it together, because their friendship was born out of the Sandberg game, because Costas was on the call and they were linked and they became friends because of it. And I think one of the reasons it was so heartbreaking is because Bob Costas led the way for the Ryan Sandberg statue ceremony, which was just over a year ago. And so much of the joy from that was that Sandberg had gotten a clean bill of health, or at least his health was looked like it was heading in the right direction. So to be here as quickly as we were, you could feel the weight of that from Bob Costas' comments. And these got me, but listening to Justin Sandberg talk about his dad and things that we knew, you know, things we would never know, like how his dad would go to the front of the line to get the first scoop of ice cream so then he could circle back before everyone else finished their ice cream so he could get seconds. Here's Rhino's son.
My dad loved movies. We would often reminisce of The Karate Kid, Indiana Jones, and The Gladiator. And when my dad was responsible for choosing a movie for the weekend trip, he felt the selection of Rambo 1 and 2 was an appropriate choice for my 9-year-old daughter. And she loved them.
Yeah, that's that's quite the selection of movies for your 9-year-old. There was such a personal element to it, listening to Justin talk about his dad. So I did a season of play-by-play for the Oklahoma City Redhawks in 2010. I was the number two broadcaster next to the great Jim Byers. And so 2010, you may recall that the manager of the iCubs was none other than Ryan Sandberg. And this was actually a really big deal in Oklahoma City, because if you recall, for those of you that really know Sandberg well, you may recall that he was in the Philadelphia Phillies organization before the trade, and so he was playing AAA in Oklahoma City. They were the 89ers, I believe. And so it was, you know, it was a great storyline to attach to a Hall of Famer, right? If anything, it was a chance for you to try to get more time with Sandberg, and there's a local connection to it. And I was so excited. You know, there's one thing about getting to meet a Hall of Famer. There's another thing when it's one of your dad's favorite players, right? And my dad, who grew up on the north side, loved Ryan Sandberg. So to get to cross paths with him as a number two broadcaster, it was my job to bring the stat packs around, right? The stat packs and the game notes. I'd spend 40 minutes every morning printing out all these stat packs that you would deliver to the visiting team and then to the home team. And so just before I was delivering my stat packs of this series that was about to begin between the iCubs and the Oklahoma City Redhawks, I got called into the sales office. And they're like, hey, could you ask Sandberg to sign a dozen baseballs so we could give them out to clients? There are two things you don't do in this business. You don't ask for autographs and you don't cheer in the press box. They're just considered Bush League. So here I am, about to meet the great Ryan Sandberg, and I'm supposed to ask him for autographs on baseballs. And I think I may have just decided that I just wasn't going to do it. I may, I don't know, or tell them that he told me no. I don't know. So I deliver him his stat pack, and the first words out of his mouth, this was very Rhino because it was family related. He said, my wife's in town, and it is so hot here. Is there any chance you could get her into a suite? I'd be happy to sign baseballs for you. And I was like, first of all, I do have a suite that I could get her in. Secondly, I do have some baseballs for you to sign, believe it or not. And then I asked him, oh, by the way, would you mind being my pregame interview? And he said, sure, no problem. 10 minutes later, because it was also my job to prepare the ice station for drinks in the media press box, very, very minor leagues, I'm carrying these two giant ice bags, and I pass Sandberg in the bowels of the stadium as he's going out to the field, and he looks at me, and he says, blank, he says, F, you do everything around here. And I said, Thanks, Ryan. I do. So here's my guy, Sandberg, recognizing how hard I'm working, and we do our pregame interview, and I'm like, he is the best guy in the world. This is amazing. Fast forward to the game. iCubs are winning. We did a player of the game interview on either team, right? We didn't just do it on the home team. So I should have looked up who the first baseman was for the iCubs. He had a great game. So I go to the first base side of the field, and I'm waiting for the ninth inning to finish. And as I'm down there, I am hearing this language come out of the iCubs dugout where it would make a sailor blush. I mean, we're talking C-bombs, F-bombs, MFers, and I'm thinking, well, one, there's no way they could be yelling at the umpire because they would be ejected immediately. Very, very Bull Durham-ish. There are just things you just can't say. Two, I'm like, who is so angry and what is the situation? Well, Ryan Sandberg was livid that the Red Hawks, who were trailing 5-1, Craig Gentry, for those of you, he had a cup of coffee in the bigs. Craig Gentry was at first base. The Iowa Cubs did not hold him on in a 5-1 game, and so Gentry took second base. This was an unwritten rule, I gotta be honest, I wasn't that aware of, but Sandberg was so pissed. He was so mad. I mean, he was like, I was like, I don't know what is happening right now. So Sandberg is just screaming at the Red Hawks for their, like, even the Red Hawks were kind of confused about what was happening.
This is amazing.
Game ends, and I go out on the field, and they shake hands, right? The winning team's coming off, and they do the high five. Sandberg is still yelling at the Red Hawks. And so I'm doing my pregame interview or my postgame interview with our player of the game. And Sandberg is walking right past us. So I've got a hot microphone and he is still just berating the Red Hawks. I'm telling you, Sean, his eyes were wild. It's like he was having an out-of-body experience because they took a base while the Iowa Cubs were winning 5-1. So my interviewee, he stops the interview and says, hey, I think we're about to fight. Because then the Red Hawks had heard enough and they were screaming back. So I couldn't believe of this quiet, well-mannered man that I met before the game was now a human I was terrified of. Like he was, his face was red, his eyes were bulging. Like And so calmer heads prevailed in some way, shape, or form. And so the night ends. I'm walking out to the parking lot. And I'm walking next to Ryan Garko. A lot of you may remember Garko. I think he played 5 or 6 years with the Cleveland Indians. And so I said to Garko, I said, hey, I said, Sandberg was really pissed. And Garko looks at me and he goes, there's something wrong with that guy. That was his reaction. The Red Hawks could not figure out why Sandberg was so angry. And so I just felt like, what a day where you got to really feel everything that Ryan Sandberg was about. The kind one who was looking out for his family, happy to sign baseballs. To this competitive edge, this competitive spirit that for a moment felt a little terrifying to be standing out there on a field with him. Postscript to that story, the next morning I'm in our broadcast booth. The phone rings. Jim Byers answers the phone. His eyes get big and he goes, it's Sandberg. He wants to talk to you. So I was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh my God, I'm terrified. So I pick up the phone. He goes, hey, those tickets that you supposedly left for my wife for the suite, they weren't at the ticket office. I apologize profusely. I said, is she coming to tonight's game? He said, yes. I said, I swear to you, they will be there. I hung up the phone. I ran down to the ticket office, a place I'd never been before. I virtually kicked the door open. I said, show me where the tickets are supposed to be. I need to see with my eyes that Sandberg's wife's tickets will be waiting for him. I saw them. They were there. I did not hear from him again. But I never forgot that day. I never forgot this kind, soft-spoken man. I did a 14-minute pregame interview with him. Could not have been nicer to those eyes that I saw on the field as he was so angry about this unwritten rule that I knew very, very little about. So that was my 12-hour spent with Ryan Sandberg. 312-644-6767. Judson Richards in for Spiegs. I'll try to be less long-winded on the other side. How about this? Has Kyle Tucker's struggles strengthened the likelihood that he'll be back with the Cubs in 2026? Or could that be changing because he's now the hottest hitter in baseball in the last 48 hours? We'll dive into that next. Judson in for Spiegs. This is Hit and Run on 6-7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The score. All right, Judson Richards back here with you. Hit and run on 6-7 the score. We do have Cubs baseball coming your way at 2:30. Pregame begins. Cubs and the Angels this afternoon, just after 3 o'clock on the score. The Cubs will go for a series sweep. In about 10 minutes, Alex Cowan. You heard him last night on the Marquee Sports Network. We'll talk some Cubs with Alex coming up in just a little bit. You know, it's interesting how much things can change so quickly, right? Like Kyle Tucker went from the greatest slump of his career to, what is he, the hottest hitter in baseball in the last 48 hours. Kyle Tucker with 3 home runs the last 2 games for the Cubs. Cubs have won 5 of their last 6, 7 of their last 9. But I was thinking about, you know, because Kyle Tucker and his struggles, he doesn't seem like someone who is operating to get the most amount of money humanly possible, right? Like he doesn't seem like that guy, but also what do I really know? Like what part of Tucker's pending free agency affected the way that he was playing? Because even though it may not provide a lot of concern for Kyle Tucker, like maybe he's thinking about his family and what that money would mean for them. Maybe he's trying to perform for his agent to make sure that his agent, when he makes calls to go out and get as much money possible, like you never know what could go into it. But as of Friday morning, Kyle Tucker only had 18 home runs on the season. He now has 21. So could he have 30 when the season is over? Sure, yeah. But you just wondered, could he be in the teens by the time that the season was over, because he'd gone almost well over a month without hitting a home run. So I just wonder, for a guy who is heading towards his age 29 season, is Kyle Tucker going to get a contract that starts in the fives? Like, do we really think that Kyle Tucker is going to get a $500+ million deal with the year that he's had? I find that hard to believe. Do you think Kyle Tucker could get a contract that starts with a $400+ million deal? Now, those are all long-term contracts, right? Those are 8, 9, 10 years with the annual average value of $40+ million a year. It just seems to me that with the year that Kyle Tucker is having, he may be more likely to sign a deal that is higher in average money per year, but less in years in itself. And does that allow the Cubs to have a better chance in signing him, right? Like, think of the deal that Cody Bellinger had. Cody Bellinger had a 3-year deal with a number of opt-outs in it, where your average annual per year was really, really good, but it's not like you signed an 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year contract, right? Like, nothing like a Manny Machado deal as far as how long it was, nothing like a Bryce Harper deal as far as how long it was. I think Kyle Tucker, unless he does go on a real tear in September, and he kind of looks like he may be setting himself up for that, I think Tucker may have cost himself tens of millions of dollars, if not more, with the year that he's had, especially because of his age. He is not a 25-year-old heading into year 26. He is 28 and heading into year 29. But the contract we thought Kyle Tucker was going to sign back in June, it doesn't seem as likely right now, which may mean he potentially could be around for the Cubs in 2026. 312-644-6767. What do you think Tucker could end up signing? And how good have things been in Anaheim? He's been on the call. Alex Cohen with the Marquee Sports Network joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.